The Chiddush. Someone says, no matter time, I would have thought to say, in Nisa the Yoldev, it's really true that his wife really gave birth, Kerla, who heavy laid. It would have been a Kerla. People would have heard about it. Everybody would have known about it. And since nobody heard about it, we should know for sure he's lying. And then we should not be afraid. It looks like Shutechutz. So Kamash no, not the Chiddush no, but Eimo, Afulu Yapom. Maybe she had like a miscarriage that people don't know about it. But you still have to bring a korban or your lettuce. So that's the Chiddush, that there is a Marasayin in this case, and therefore the animal, the Shechita, would be possible. Rashi says, Kamashim Reb Loza, Tiyem Apuli Apro, Yelish Nachrino Adu Reb Loza, Mabul Magasinim, alright. A korban, that's the Chiddush over here. That's the said of the Mishnah, when you make this type of a Shechita, that it looks a little bit like a Shrutei Chutz, says it's Marasayin to say, you should not eat from the korban. You should not eat from this shechita. Even though right now it's a shechita chulin, still you should not eat from it. But hadron alecha hashechit. All right, we'll stop here. There's a new parak here, that's Membeis. The third parak here. So if you elu treifis to behema, these are treifis by behema. We'll soon see the 18 treifis. That a behema has one of these things. It's the shechita that matter with bachila. Nekuvus aveshet. Number one is if there's a hole in the veshet in the food pipe. So Rashi says kol nekev b'mashu. Whenever the Mishnah says nekev, the kuvus a hole, it's even a mashu, even the smallest amount of a hole that goes through the veshet through the windpipe, that makes the behema treifa. And then let's also eat it, even if you make a kosher shechita. Then the psuka is hagageris, that's the windpipe. So psuka Rashi says that's the rochpo, the width, beruba. Means it cuts by most of the width. You know, most usually just macht. Yeah, right, yeah, ruba. We just macht, some macht, just 50% is still kosher. Psuka means right of it is cut through. So by the gageris, by the windpipe, there was only trace of psuka if rove of it, most of it was cut through. Had a neck of a hole going through rove of it. Now, nikiv krum shamaich, let's say in the brain, if the krum, the membrane, has a hole, and we'll see, I think there are two membranes to the moich, so we'll see in the Gemara about that, that there are two krums around it. Yeah. So if there are holes through either one of them, the whole sinning mark is that through which hole does which membrane does the hole have to go through. Then nikiv halev, if the heart has a hole in it, the base chaloloi, that the hole goes through to the center of it, so the cholo means the open part inside it. Rashi says the mavim loy higiel chalal, but only say for the ksheva, if the hole goes into the heart but doesn't go to the hollow part, the inside hollow part of the heart, then it's not called a treifa. The hole has to go into the hollow part, into the halali. Nishbura hashedra, let's say the backbone, hashedra, the spine broke, the nifsak hachut shalor, and one of the spines broke also, the chut shalor broke. Rashi learns chodi, there's one trefa. Trefa zidor mishum chut, that's because there's middle or vein that goes through the spine. The nishbura hashedra tani urcha de musa nokit, the psikas hachut are shvira shedri, and since by breaking the spine, that's the way it's the chut, this string there also gets broken. So it's brought out, it's like a white vein that goes through, yeah, in the middle of the spine, that goes along the spine. So if one part broke, and yeah, well, simply more exactly, that's also called a treifa. That's called nishpra shedri, the nifsak was slipped, was broken. Hachut shalom, the string in there. Nitel hakovet, let's say the liver was taken out of the animal, and nothing is left over. Mashmah, if something is left over, then it's not called a treifa. But the whole liver was taken out. Hareya, we have the lungs. Shenikfa, that is a hole in the lung, it's also a treifa. That's the main treifa that we check for today. The klat kosher is that the lungs have no neck, it have no holes in there at all. Sarei, if you have a lung, shenikvah has a hole, or shechosro, there's also if it's missing. Yeah, Rashi says, hang on the Gemara's question, the same thing as a nekev, shechosro. Yeah, also one of the lobes of the lungs are missing. I think there are five lobes there. So shchasta, something is missing there. It's also called a treifa. Reb Shimon Aimer, ad shetinokev lebeisan samfunis. It's only called a nekev. It only makes a treifas in the ray in the lungs if it goes into the beisan samfunis. So Rashi says that's knuknias ketanois, like small arteries or small veins inside the lungs. When you cut this, the blood comes out. So the lungs, those are the arteries of the lungs. So you have to make a hole that goes into the veins of the heart itself. So just go, I mean, the lung, just going through the lungs, not a trefer, unless the nickel goes into some funis. Yeah, that's like the pipes there. The pipes are the lungs. Yeah. Yeah, now, nikfo hakeva, let's say there's a hole in the cave, that's one of the stomachs of the animal. Nikfo hamora, hamora, that's the spleen, there's a nekiv in the spleen. Nikfo hadakin, that's the small intestines, it's also called the trefa. Hakeris hapnimis, shenikfo, the keris is also type of the stomach. So first we have one with the cave. I think a behemoth has four stomachs. So the cave is the first one. Then the keres, that's another stomach. So the inside one, shenikfo, they got a hole in it. Or shenikro roiv hachitzayin, also on the outside keres, much more two of them there, on the outside they got a hole ripped through roiv of it. That makes a trefer over there. But the nikiv is only on the inside one. Yeah. You'll see in the Gemara. The Yehuda says, Hagdola tefach, no, the big keres is enough. If there's a hole there, a tefach, that makes a trefa. The yaktan, he argues, says bruba. The ktan, the small one, he always needs rife. So he argues, no, the ktan comes mash, but the ktan, it's enough to have just a hole. And he always, no, the ktan has to have a ruba. Oh, no, 1 second. No. The most of a keres, if you decide this, no, he doesn't argue. If you decide, Hagdola means a behem gdola. He's talking about the same thing, about the outside keres. So Tanakama says he has to go through rave. Yudha says it depends. If the animal is a big animal, then it's enough just to cut down a tefach in the big stomach, in the outside stomach. But a katana means if it's a small behemoth, that bechlal, the whole keres is not the shiur of a tefach, then it's enough if it gets a hole to cut through rave of the keres achitzoina. That's also called the treifa. Yeah, he's just like explaining. But that is, Tanakama says rave. And he's saying Bagdurlas not for Tefach and Bakhtana Baruba. Now Hamasis or Besakosis, that's another type of the stomach. The Masis and Besakosis, Rashi says that's the Seifa Keris, that's at the end of the stomach, Shekorin Pamson, or Sukov is like a hat over there. That's called the Besakosis. For Hamasis Mukhubavoi. And the Masis, this type of the stomach, is also attached over there. They saw the round the chibur and kishatim avdilin yesh doifin lezeh v'doifin lezeh. When you want to separate them, there's a membrane in between one and the other. Yeah. But in the middle of it, Rashi says, v'yem sayin sheikhim zel tezeh, like the food goes, so Rashi says, v'maychon nichnas v'beis ha-koisis, it goes from the beis ha-koisis li-ha-masleis, li-ha-masleis le-kevo, only a-kevo le-dakin. That's the way the stomachs work. It works from the first it goes into the beis hakoisis, then the masleis, then the keva, then the small intestines. Right, that's, yeah, masleis, that's shenikvo yilachutz. If the nekev went on the outside of it, that's called the treifa. Rashi says, shanekev nirum v'achutz, when you can see the hole on the outside, going shenikvo oizoize, either one of them has a nekev, and the hole could be seen on the outside, that's the treifa. Noflim in hagag, that's an animal fell off the roof, and nishtabra roiv tzaloisov. So Rashi learned this. Noflam in Agagri says v'shochta miyad. They made a shechita right away. So it's a treifa. Afal pi shein shev, even though you can't say anything is broken. Still we have to be afraid shenisrasku evareh, that the bones or the evon, the limbs of it, got torn apart. So Rashi says v'yein tam betreifa. There's no tam for this. Shalachum hashem isinayim. Shalachum hashem isinayim. But the Gemara says Shim Shosa means it would have waited 24 hours and then make a shkita, would have been Kshera, even though it doesn't stand up. But it would have lived for 24 hours, then would say it's not called a trefa. So here it's talking about the animal fell off the gag and you made a shkita right away before 24 hours. Where else Nishtabra Roiv Tzlo Yosov, most of its ribs broke, That's also called a treifa. Rashi says, without it in the field, it didn't fall. The treifa by itself, a rib of the ribs broke. Odrusus hazef, let's say a wolf came and trampled over, attacked your animal, also makes it into a treifa. Rashi says, shehikiv its opponent, hits it with its nails, and it puts eris, it puts into some poison into it, and it burns it up. So that's called the treifa. Drusus hazef, drusus hazef bedaka, only with a small animal. Now this poison only takes effect, can only burn it in a small animal. But a drusus hari begasa, by a bigger animal, then it's only drusus of a lion. But the drusus of a justam got attacked by a wolf, that would not affect a big animal, only a lion. Or drusus hanates biyef. The nates, that's we'll see, that's one type of bird. Drusus hanates, that's biyef hadak, that's a treifa that attacks a smaller bird. Or drusus hagas, that's another type of a bird, that's biyef hagas. If that attacks a big oif, that makes a treifa in it. Rashi says biyef hagas, or drusus hagas, Rashi says that's or Osturia, another type of a bird, and by chickens. So there are klal, kol shein kamo chai treifa. Is usually the klal of treifas, that the animal would not live when it has one of these things happening to it, it can't live a normal life, that's called a treifa. Rashi says, shaloksa maka shein beim malakuya dugmosu lechayis. Another animal like would not live with this type of a hole, with this type of a maka. That's the side of treifas. That it's not only because it's like going to die, it's halakha l'mashmi Sinai, that there are yutches treifas. You will see in the Gemara what the end of the Mishnah is coming to include, what's the zeklal, what is that coming to include. If these are the treifas, they have one of these things wrong with the animal, so shvit does not matter with bachilo anymore. The verse is, Amr Shem Melakish, remez l'treifah min ha-terminan, where's the remez, where do we know that there's such a psul treif in the Torah? For the Gemara Minayim, what kind of question is this? The Bosa says clearly, you can't eat a behemoth, that's a treifa, tells us clearly. So what kind of kasha is this? So it's rather ela remez le treifa shein echayim. So how do we know that that's the yisod of a treifa? So the treifa means that something went wrong with it, that's not going to live anymore, it's not going to live that long anymore. How do you know that's the pshat in the treifa? So Mora says, diktoni says seifas, diktoni says in the seifa of our Mishnah, that zeh aklal, this is the general rule, that kol shein kamo chaya treifa. Anytime it can't live the what it has in its situation, that's called a treifa. Mechlal the treifa in the chaya. So minolan, how do we know this? How do we know that's the side of a treifa that's not going to live with this thing? Samor says, yes, the pasuk says, the zois ha-chaya shetechol. It is the chaya shirit. So we darshin chaya ochol. If the animal is going to live, then you can eat from it. But shein echay, if the animal is not going to live, then letech, and you can't eat from it. So mechlad the treifa lechaya, mashma treifa is not going to live. That's the yisaid. Yeah, Rashi says that. Yeah, zeis hachaya, kore be zeis chaya. Right, yeah. Animal says leman diyama treifa chaya. This is a machlekes later. This man diyama says no, that a treifa could live. Rashi the kam bepirkan omer loy. Leharba miskayim shtayim shaloshanim. That's possible to live 2 or 3 years. So according to Mandiyom, it says no. Even though the animal has this treifas, still it can live yet another 2 or 3 years. If so, so the guy minolim. Then how does he know the yisod of treifas? Then it's not the question. Nafkalei mizois hachayi shatoichlu. Zoysa chay ochol, but chay acheres ulay teichol. Mashm, even in a chay, even animals that could live, there are zois, these are the ones you'll not eat. Mashm, there are certain animals that could live and still you'll not eat them. Mechlad the treifa chaya, and that's the pran treifa, even though treifa could live, still the Torah is saying, do not eat it. Mashm, zoysa chaya, zois is miyuto, it's a miyut. Rofi mashm, zois is tam behem meshen chay sechol, a normal behem that lives, you can eat from it. But there's another type of a chai, which is a treifa, that even though it's going to live, still you can't eat from it. For the more of Edoch, the other man of Yomar says, no, the treifa would not live. Hai zois, what's the meat of zois? What's either with the word zois? Hachaya. Mashmi, even in chai is alone, there's a chilik. The boiler he needs is likatana, the very Bishmael. The tongue of the very Bishmael. Pasuk says, Zoyt ha-chayi she-toichlu, this is the chayi she-rit. Is Melana comes to teach us that she-tofas ha-korash baruch hu mikol min u-min. Ha-korash baruch hu grabbed hold of every single animal. Fe-heru la-la-maish, and he showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu, v-yomla, and he told him, Zoyt echol v-zoyt le-techol. Like it showed him clearly, this animal you la-rit, this animal you na-la-rit. It's not the pshat do a treifis. It's time he showed him which min animal is kosher to eat. And which min is a treifa in alarit? Not because the treifa stam does not have to teed it. But not a hilchos treifa stam. He showed him what a chazer is. He showed him what the animals were ksherim and which ones in alarit. The iduk the other man the yom and the sedashins from this know they're teaching us that treifas could still live. The iduk we boil the lekratam the very bishmoel. So I has known that pshat little man out the disalocha. So most einachnam you're right. They lose the debt, they lose this Rosh Hashanah for this Pshat also. That Kodesh Baruch Hu took all the animals and showed them to Moshe exactly which one will not eat, which one will not. If so, well, a Treifa Chayim, how does he know that the Yisoid, that a Treifa really could live, still at the Stam Halachu Moshe Messina, he not eat from it? Na'afkul Lehmi Idach, Talmud Rabbi Shmuel, from another Talmud Rabbi Shmuel. The Talmud Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk says, Bein HaChayi HaNecheles, or Bein HaChayi Shaloi Toichal. Is Elu Shemoina Esra Treifas Shenem L'Moshe Misinai. Yeah, from this pasuk, it says Ben Hachayah Nechelos Ben Hachayah Shaloi Teichol. So Mash, even though it's a chay, you know it's an animal that could live, still the pasuk says Loi Teichol. And for this, that this master, we learn out from here that there were 18 treifas that were set aloch L'Moshe Misinai. Yeah. Rashi says Lav Mikru. We're not learning from the pasuk. Aloch L'Moshe Misinai. Yeah. That's the deek from this pasuk. Bein achay nechaz, bein achay shalei teichel. Now the Gemara asks the question: the sulek is a true what you say? There are only 18, and not more. I only have 18 treifas. That's all. So Gemara asks the question: no, v'ika b'sagar. Like we'll soon see, Rashi and Mabez explains these are simonim of another three type of treifas. V'sev shmatzta, and also seven halachas. We'll soon see in Mabez also seven different type of treifas. So the kids, so there are a lot of, there are at least 10 more type of treifas. So what does the Brisa say here? There are only 18 treifas, there are much more. Rashi says, the third line, Rashi says, Rika Bizgar Simenu, or Mishnah Brisa saying, Behema Shenechtu Raglehom. A Behema where its foot was chopped off, like we'll see in the Gemara later, or also didn't come a Chesor and Beshed, how much has to be missing from the backbone. And who are then Galuda? If it's skin, if the animal is skin, like we'll soon see. These are three other different type of treifas. And then there's the Shev Shmaitzer, Rashi says, Shev Treifis, Shemonu HaMeroyim. There are seven more different type of treifis that the Meroyim learned. They weren't learned in the Mishnah at all. They accepted this from the Rabban. The kids said there are like 10 more type of treifis. Sadi only say, Yutches, there should be much more. It's much like this. Pishleim Latani, the Dan, it's very good according to the Tanah, about Mishnah.